You are listening to WDOT, Port Washington, the sound of Schreiber High School. I am here with club advisor Jeremy Kleff.
Nice to see you, Jeremy. Well, I'm over-modulating.
There we go. We've got the mics now under control. Reasonable volume, which is always good.
What's our background music here? Did you decide that?
No, that's actually what has been playing.
Oh, I like it.
I'm not the one who put the CD in the machine, so you know what? Just because it's bad music, don't think you can blame me because I'm a student.
All right, so let's give everybody the rundown of what's happening here. Right now, I would say we have an excess of about 50 people inside and outside the radio station. It's extremely festive. There are balloons everywhere. There are streamers. There are ribbons.
And cookies with our station ID on it.
There are cookies with our station ID on them, WDOT cookies. Alex Alameda is asking if we can eat them. No, why don't we start giving them out, actually? Where's Carissa Jung, who made that platter?
It was very kind.
Maybe Carissa will start passing out some WDOT cookies in this festive atmosphere. Jeremy, a lot of things happening in the next 45 minutes, including the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Oh, I know. I'd hate to miss it.
Indeed. I mean, this is absolutely pandemonium here. Well, maybe that's a bad word, but it's a lot of fun, very festive. We have the donors here, Mr. and Mrs. Slade. We have, who else is here, Jeremy? Why don't you paint the scene?
Well, anybody who's anybody from the Port Washington education system is here. We have the superintendent, the principal, and the Port Washington, the PWEF, which, as we all know, stands for the Port Washington
Education Foundation.
Exactly right.
You were all over that. It's now 6:11 coming up. In 9 minutes is going to be that ribbon-cutting ceremony. Coming up in 4 minutes is the official start of this actual presentation. We have a special treat. We have the choir is going to do an official WDOT station ID.
That's right. The school choir.
All of them. There's like 1,000. No, it's actually four.
Four of the best.
Four of the best. We actually auditioned, I think it was everybody in the choir, and we found the four best. And do you have their names, Jeremy, who's going to be doing this?
They happen to be close friends of mine, so of course I have their names. We have the indomitable Kate Hughes, Phil Fleischer, Toby, and of course Allie Schenkler, and Toby.
All right, so that's the first thing we're going to have happen. It's a very exciting day for us, because as many people know, we've been on the air for the last, I'd say a month and a half. Jeremy, turn around, they're taking your picture. The newspapers are here, I think it's CNN.com, everyone taking pictures.
Take that, Somalia. We're headline news now.
Exactly. So at 6:13 right now, why don't you start passing out some cookies and tell everybody if they can get over here? No, you don't want to. Who wants to pass out some WDOT cookies to the pond? Do it with a smile. Go around and offer to the donors some WDOT cookies that Carissa Jung made. I can't make cookies. I can hardly make a cake. So, Jeremy, why don't you tell everybody about the different shows we have here on WDOT before we get started? Because we're going to get started in about 2 minutes. Why don't you tell us who's here in the studio?
Oh, well, our school station allows for a wide variety of shows and lots of different characters. With us tonight, we have Jake, JB, who's John Foreman. Also with us tonight, we have Alex Salamita, Jacob Massbaum, Nikki Pond, Katrina Fay, John Foreman, Jason Nelson, Josh Schneiderweiler, David Goss, Mara Hollander, Carissa Jung, Carlos Molina, and Matt Bronston. They put on shows here, right up here in Schreiber, shows like The Water Cooler, which is Alex Alameda and Jake Massbaum, The Jeremy Frank Show, starring me, Jeremy Frank, Unleashed with... Unleashed, which is with Carlos Molina.
That's with Big Matty B and Losi Los. Yo, yo, yeah, yeah, keeping it real. As they say, I don't know what that means.
It must mean something, although I'm not exactly sure what. We have the wonderful jazz program brought to us with by Mara Hollander and Carissa Jung. Cat and J and B, which is Katrina Fahey and John Foreman, also known as
their show's called TBA.
TBA, yes.
Because it's to be announced.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whether your interest is in sports or music or talk, WDOT offers it.
So, Jeremy, it's now almost 6:15. We know that people are going to start congregating here. Nikki Pond from the Nikki Pond Show is passing out WDOT cookies to the nice people here. And I think we're about to congregate here. Let's see if we can get the choir in order. Let's see here. Jeremy, why don't you tell everybody about the history of this station going back to April 30th in the first broadcast?
I guess we have, well, going back even further was we were awarded a grant from provided to us by the PWEF from the Slate Foundation, very generous gift, money enough to start our radio station. And from that, on April 30th, we had our first broadcast, which was a momentous day. Lots of fun was had. We officially broke the silence of Schreiber. We were broadcasting on the web. We are now streaming on the web and at 5:30 a.m. if you're in the school. And from that now, we have built up more shows, more airtime. And next year, once we have a radio class, there will be lots of different things to hear on the radio. We have the choir now just about assembled. So we'll be bringing you that jingle in a moment. Gift of Schreiber for the special occasion. They've been practicing, rehearsing. They actually composed the jingle themselves. And it is an amazing jingle. As somebody who watches a lot of TV, I have heard many jingles in my day. This is one of the finest.
So they're actually starting to congregate to watch in on the choir. Do you guys want to do like a try, you know, like a dry run before we do it, before the people watch you do it? Do you want to do it?
No problem.
And then this way you guys are pros and ready to go. They don't know that you're doing this right now. They're going to think you've never done this before. But go ahead. Try it out. We're going to try it. I'm going to shut the door.
Port Washington, Schreiber High School. That was a pretty good dry run. I think everybody at home would agree. I will see to it that you have more mic volume next time. That was my fault entirely. It sounded amazing. Just lower the mic a little. Just adjusting the mics. You know, we're used to talking and playing music, not necessarily composing it in the studio. So,
Jeremy, right now, let me paint the scene for you. We have about, it's a lot of people. A lot of people from the school board here. And now we're going to kick things off. The choir is going to do a legal station identification, the first legal choir station identification in the history of WDOT. Take it away, the choir.
Port Washington, Schreiber High School. That was amazing.
Very good. Good job. I like it. Excellent. They worked day and night on that. Excellent job. And Jeremy, right now I'm going to turn the show over to you, and you're going to announce right now, it's actually almost 6:20, the official ribbon-cutting ceremony. Why don't you paint the picture here of what we have right in front of you at the main door here.
Well, as you may imagine, there is in fact a ribbon, something ceremonial, a blue ribbon across the doorway, which is about to be cut by the donors, Mr. and Mrs. Slade. I'm assuming we have scissors.
Do we have gigantic scissors?
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right, so...
gigantic novelty scissors.
So...
A moment of hesitation. I think you just have to imagine the right cut. It's all visualization, you know.
Here they go, Mr. and Mrs. Slade cutting it.
Wait.
They're pausing for photos.
The tension is mounting.
It is very, a lot of tension here.
Quiet on the green.
We should do a countdown.
Ready?
Five,
four, three, two, one.
Hey! And officially, we are now a station. Very exciting. Jeremy, why don't we do some interviews now?
If they're not too tired from their exhaustive ribbon cutting, those ribbons are very tough, you know. I have a couple questions for our gracious donors. If they would be so kind as to step over to microphone 2, the guest mic. Just as we reconfigure ourselves here for interview format, just some mic levels here. Let's just see if we can close the door. Yes, this is the radio club. One second. Can we close the door?
What's that? Oh, yeah, I can close the door here. This door. Let me close this door.
We're going to get a little quiet in here so we can have a more intimate setting for our interview. Now, if you'd be so kind, I happen to know you two both, I think, better than most people here in the radio club do. Would you be so kind as to introduce yourself to the people at home?
That's Slade.
And I'm Ed Slade.
And now you are the donors who donated the money through the PWEF for the radio station, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
That's right.
Now, they say that you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, but let me just ask, out of so many worthy people to give money to, why did you choose us?
Well, we looked around town for some organization that could benefit from a grant for a particular purpose. We weren't interested in just donating to a general fund of whatever organization it was. And Amy Bass and the PWEF helped us focus on the possibility of doing something by creating the radio station and the Black Box Theater, and that appealed to us tremendously.
I guess one of the advantages is you can actually see the progress being made.
This is very exciting to us to finally see and hear the station up and running and operating, because it was all sorts of delays and roadblocks that got in the way to it being operable. We spoke in early September. We thought it was an imminent thing that it was going to be on, but you know, it was till April or so before it started.
Good things cannot be rushed.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Now, Mr. Slade, you are the head of the Slade Foundation?
That's correct, yes.
It is a philanthropist foundation, correct?
It's a philanthropic, yes.
What does that entail?
Well, we are obligated under the laws of the state of New York to make charitable grants of a certain percentage of our net assets. So whatever the assets are for a particular year, we have to donate or contribute to other 901C organizations, non-profit charitable corporations, to distribute our funds.
And our mission, we've decided, is children and families in Port Washington. So this really fit in very well for us, because clearly there are children and families at Schwarber High School. And as well as Ed and I are very involved in the arts, we really enjoy New York City and all the things that it has to offer. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice for kids to get a head start and do it in high school? And after meeting Jeremy Claff and knowing that that's how he got started, we thought it was just a really great idea.
Now, I'm told that there's a very funny story about the call letters of WBOT. Would you mind sharing that?
I don't know if you call it very funny or not, but my name really is Dot, and when the radio station was beginning to be up and running, everyone was kind of trying to suggest what we should call it, and I guess it just found its way that way. Was that you? I don't really remember.
My suggestion that it was warmly received, and I'm very happy about it.
Well, it's a fine name, a fine name. More to the point, though, about the radio station, what do you see for the future of this radio station? What are you hoping to see spring from this?
Well, my hope is that eventually we become part of the curriculum of the high school, where students will be able to sign up for this particular class. We'll learn the basics of radio operation, and if they're so inclined to pursue it as a career, or certainly as a hobby, if that's all that appeals to them. But it opens the way for a career,
Sorry.
A beginning of a career.
It's good experience. And with that, I'm going to be turning over the mics now.
To Unleashed, who's going to interview the superintendent. So once again, thank your guests.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, it's all pleasure.
So we'd like to thank the Slades. As you hear the photography in here, it's like paparazzi. It's very exciting. And we're going to turn over the mics. This is the scariest moment of the show for me. To Big Matty B and Losi Los, who are going to interview our superintendent.
Thank you, sir.
So watch you guys. There you go.
What's good? What's good, people? You know how we do it.
Yo, we got Losi Los and DJ Big Matty B up here in the spot.
You know, we got Dr. Gordon. Dr. Gordon, you can hop on the mic with me right here. Or if you want, you can take mic one, whatever you prefer. You know, why don't you say hi to the people?
Hello, everybody.
We got Dr. Gordon, superintendent of the schools.
Can you ask him, please, what is the superintendent of
What is the
whatever they say.
What are you the superintendent of?
Well, I'm superintendent of schools and of all the wonderful students that are here.
That's good. We got
the head honcho up here.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dr. Gordon, I know that you've been involved with this project and other after-school projects. You've been in deep with it a lot. What do you think is most important about your job?
Well, the most important thing about my job is to make every decision based upon what's best for students and to provide opportunities for students to be able to earn success. And one of the reasons that I was so excited about this wonderful grant from .NET Slade and Amy Bass's leadership and all the foundation people who were involved is that this presents a new area of opportunity. And of course I knew that Jeremy had a long and storied background as an announcer. And knowing his many talents, I knew we could immediately draft him in. So I approached him, and Mr. Claff was willing to do that, and our students have a wonderful opportunity.
Claff is quite a good teacher. He really taught us everything we know about how we do our job here.
And now I'm really worried.
What do you see, what do you think is in the works for this radio project?
Well, there's two things. The first is that if you look at careers for students today, there's a lot of research that indicates that students will change careers a number of times. And radio and TV and media is a huge growing field. And the history of the country has really been about change. So whether it was the agrarian economy that changed the Industrial Revolution, or now the information age, now our students will have opportunities to experience ways to broadcast and be involved with media. And radio media is very important. All we have to do is listen to the music that I try to understand as the modern day approaches here, and radio will continue to be a very, very crucial and important aspect of your lives as well as mine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Another big event that occurred lately, just recently, was the passing of the budget. And how important do you think that the passing of the budget will is going to be, like, next year to the radio and other sport programming? I know you're really into the sports.
I am, and it's a great question. It's very, very vitally important for two reasons. The first reason is that anything that we do anywhere in the world, whether it's a family that's trying to buy a car or whether it's a school system that's trying to provide opportunities for students to earn success, there has to be funding to have the programs. So passing the budget, we're very grateful to the community for that. And equally important, is the fact that the 4,000 yes votes, which was an all-time record, starts to show the momentum, the upward momentum of our student achievement and all the things that we want to have and our community being behind it. So it's a double win for everyone in our community as well as our schools. One for the kids to have opportunities through programs, and two for the community to rally together in such a positive way.
Well, that's great, because it is very important that, you know, the education of our kids is really one of the most important things, especially when you have a community. But for yourself, though, do you have any personal experience in sports, radio? I mean, is there anything personal about this project that you enjoy?
Well, yes. I am especially, when the Slades came forward, I was especially grateful for the generosity, because I've grown up around media. My sister is one of the editors on the Today Show with Katie Couric and Matt Lauer, and appears often, and I know the opportunities it can create. And from a sports perspective, when I heard about Mr. Claff's story background as an announcer in minor league baseball, having played minor league baseball, though it was a long time ago, and I'm not sure anybody can remember, including me, the fact is that I really enjoy and love to see our kids participate in positive activities. Sports is wonderful, the arts are wonderful, music is wonderful, and any opportunities that we can create is what we want to do.
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Dr. Gordon. I'm sorry to cut you short, but we have to throw it back to our host for the night, Jeremy Frank.
No problem. You guys did a great job. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
That's unleashed.
It's unleashed.
Yeah, let's start mics to your ears. DJ Big Maddie P and Losey Low signing out.
All right, Jeremy.
And we'd like to thank Dr. Gordon and the cast of Unleashed for that once again. Now we're going to take a quick break with a little music requested specifically by the Slades. This is Frank Sinatra with My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face
final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
We actually have a special guest here tonight. It was unexpected, but a special guest interview. Here we have Councilman Pollock, the representative from Port Washington. What brings you here?
The dedication of this radio station. It's a tremendous new opportunity for Port Washington and for students in Port Washington. So obviously, I wanted to be here and just be a small part of this program.
We are very glad that you were able to come by and be a part of our big sort of family togetherness here at the radio station. Are you a fan of radio yourself, Mr. Paul?
Actually, when I was in college, I actually spent, 2.5 years at Syracuse University as a newscaster at this radio station.
So you're a veteran.
I guess you could say that. You have actually probably a nicer facility here than we had there.
Oh, well, you have to thank the Slades for that.
we have to thank the Slades for a great deal of improvement in Port Washington, not only this and what they've done here at the high school, but for other things that they're doing throughout the community.
If only there were more people like the Slades in other little towns, America would be a much...
I don't know about that, but we're very fortunate in Port Washington. We have, I mean, they're an exemplar of community dedication. We have a lot of people in Port Washington, at least, who are willing to give of themselves and to be able to make the community better. So that's kind of what makes us unique.
We are a very unique town. And so now, getting back to your radio days, so then this strikes a particular chord with you, I imagine.
Yeah, actually, I mean, you know, we didn't have it in my high school, but when I got to Syracuse, they had a student-run radio station. I think they still do. We spent a couple of years doing that.
It's a real shame. Many colleges, most colleges, in fact, have radio stations, but not that many high schools do.
It is, because, you know, actually, you would think a radio station would be a tremendous part of an educational process for students, and it, you know, it would be something that would be funded directly by the school district, but of course that doesn't happen, and we were very fortunate to be able to have the Port Washington Educational Foundation to be able to provide not only this but other additional enrichments for the school system.
Very well put, Mr. Pollock. It is always a pleasure. You are welcome to come by anytime you'd like.
Thank you. Maybe I'll come by and do a newscast someday. Oh,
that would be lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Councilman Pollock.
All right, Jeremy, now we're going to have Mr. Lewis, the principal of Schreiber. Paul D. Schreiber High School here, and from the Cat and JB TVA show, it's going to be Katrina Fahey, and we locked them out, so Jeremy will let them in. And Nikki Pond from the Nikki Pond Show, and they're coming here, they have a yearbook, that doesn't bode well for our principal.
This will be not something to miss. So I will step aside and let them take the reins.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Mr. Lewis, if you can come over here. All right, well, I'm here. I'm Nikki. I'm here with Kat Fahey, and we're interviewing Mr. Lewis, our school's principal.
Yes.
So, well, first of all, I'd like to say that we just looked at your yearbook, Mr. Lewis.
Yes, you did.
And I believe...
I just happened to have it
with me. Yeah, just carrying it around for fun.
That's right.
It was your graduating yearbook from high school. It was 1969.
That's correct.
So that would be
37 years ago. It seems
wow.
like a long time ago. And it was a long time
I wasn't exaggerating. I was simply stating.
That's right.
And actually, Mr. Lewis went to school in California, which was pretty interesting because... California is a really nice place.
Right. And Southern California on top
yeah.
of that. That's right. Near the beaches.
You spend a lot of time there, Mr.
Lewis? A lot
Lewis?
Of time at the beach, yes. Uh-huh. I remember a couple of senior cut days at the beach, actually.
I'm sure those were fun.
Are you supposed to do that?
Well, it's on the topic of high school. We have some questions, actually,
great.
To talk to you about.
Okay.
Kat?
Well, do you want to start with high school? Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna start with high school.
All basically. Right, sounds good. Okay, well, we were wondering, since we have radio club, we wanted to know what kind of activities and clubs that you had at your school and that you participated in.
That's a good question. Well, I was heavily into music in high school, particularly choral music. So I participated in a lot of choral ensembles. I was in the All-State California Choir as a senior.
Wow.
And sung with some really outstanding choralists during that my senior year in particular. So music was a big thing for me. The other thing that I really got involved in high school, and I credit California with this, is I got very involved with school newspaper. And I was I was the front page editor of the school newspaper in my senior year. So.
Wow.
I was very involved, and I loved...
and you came there after only 2 years of
that
high
right,
school.
That's right. I was only there as a junior and a senior. My folks moved to California in between my sophomore and junior year, and I was saying to you a few minutes ago that I wasn't very happy with them for moving me across the country, but I enjoyed it. One of the other things that I really liked was that I got to drive a year earlier. Because the driving age was 18 in New Jersey, and it was 17. And it was 17 in California.
Wow.
So that was one of the prime important things about moving to California.
Yeah. Wow, that's really nice. I'm glad that we get to drive at 17 here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's a pretty nice thing to have.
Nice. It is.
So we also, what would you label yourself as a person in high school?
Oh, wow. Well, you really put me on the spot. I guess I was kind of nerdy, I guess. when it boiled right down to it.
Nerdy.
You know, I was
kind of
nerdy.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't look nerdy in my picture.
No, you really.
No, yeah, well. But I, you know, arriving in California at the beginning of my junior year, you know, I sort of had to fight my way through all of the student groups.
Yeah.
And I guess if I were to really state what I thought, I really connected with a lot of people in a lot of different groups.
Well,
so,
that's good.
But I was, you know, I was sort of an academic guy. I liked classes, and I did fairly well. So
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. Absolutely
now,
not.
Did you go to the three different colleges?
Three different colleges, right? Northwestern and Franklin and Marshall College. And I spent my junior year at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, where I bought my kilt.
Wow. I want a kilt. You should really wear that on the last day of school.
I should.
That would be amazing.
I'd probably start a riot if I did that.
You
right.
Sing your choir songs if you want as well. That would be quite enjoyable. All right. Well, Mr. Lewis, thank you very much.
You're quite
for
welcome.
Coming in to talk to us.
Absolutely. And congratulations to WDOT.
Oh, thank you. This is Jeremy.
Bye. Bryce.
Well, we wouldn't want another riot on our hands, so hopefully he won't come with a kilt. Not that we wouldn't find some humor in there. But up next we have Jason Nelson interviewing Amy Levinson from the PWEF. So, are you ready,
yeah.
Mr. Nelson?
Yep.
Let's just get everybody on deck and we will be set. I'm handing the reins over to you, so here we are.
My God, there's so much commotion out there. It took me an hour to get in here. Hold on, let me just get ready.
And besides Jason Nelson, Mike Kiesman will also be interviewing Amy Levinson here. Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I have all these questions here. Hold on. Let me just get all this ready. All right. So what group are you part of anyway? I don't know.
PWEF.
It's
not that tough, Jay.
That's
the Port Washington Education Foundation.
So
you
nice.
Knew that, right?
Nice. Yeah. What does this group do?
The PWEF is the Port Washington Education Foundation, and we are the organization that, through our donors, the Slades, funded this radio station.
I just had a chance to talk to Mr. Slade. He's a very interesting fellow.
He's a nice guy. He's going to listen to our show next week on Monday at 2 o'clock. Listen to WDOT to hear some intros of the Nelson Show.
With this PWTF...
PWEF.
What are some of the improvements that you're going to bring to the new radio station in the coming years?
What are the improvements that we're going to bring? You guys are going to bring the improvements.
What's on the drawing board?
We're going to have to talk to Mr. Claff about what's on the drawing board.
All right.
Well, as long as we help fundraise some stuff and you'll help fundraise some stuff, I think we're going to make some good improvements in the next couple years, hopefully in the next year, so we get to see some of those improvements.
Yeah. It's too bad we're seniors next year. Anyway.
You could always not graduate.
We could.
You could fail a few classes.
Well, there we go.
Have you heard some of the shows so far?
I am a groupie.
You're a very good groupie. How are they? The quality? Do they sound professional?
They sound excellent. I think Mr. Claff's done an amazing job training you guys. My personal favorite part of the show is Slime Ball of the Week.
Of our show. What about other shows?
The other shows? A lot of sports going on.
I love sports.
Being a big sports fan myself, I listen to them all.
Yankees or Mets?
We have a split household.
What are you?
I'm on the Mets side.
All right.
Kids are on the Yankee side.
All right. What do you see the future of the radio station being? How big do you think this is going to get? You think it's going to be a phenomenon?
I think it already is a phenomenon.
So do I. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thank
it's
you,
It's been great listening to the Nelson Show.
All right, we're going to turn things over now. We got a special treat for everybody out in WDOT land because we have our own little paparazzi. In Schreiber High School, and we're going to do another station identification. So if we could shut the doors here and get some quiet, because it's a ruckus out there. We're going to bring in Jeremy Geller and Unleashed again, and we're going to do a little
hijack, son.
This is whatever you guys say, son. Here comes a. Wow, I'm over modulating. Here comes a something. Go ahead, boys.
WDOT. Schreiber Radio.
5:30 a.m. on the dot.
Can we do that again so you don't overmodulate? That was so much fun. Do it again.
WDOT. Schreiber Radio.
5:30 a.m. on the dot.
That was fantastic. Good job there. Nice. The crowd goes nuts.
We're going to play some more music right here, some more Frank Sinatra. You can never go wrong with Frank Sinatra. And the best is yet to come. Is it, that's what you want me to play? Unleashed is screaming at me. Like anybody from Unleashed has ever listened to Frank Sinatra.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
this is my man, Frankie S.
Whatever. All right, I'm going to play The Last Dance. Coming up soon, The Water Cooler. That'll be Jake Masbound and Alex Salamito. They're going to interview, well, they're going to interview me. I can't wait for that. So stay tuned. A lot of fun here at WDOT Studios in Port Washington.
It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us. The pair of us alone on the floor. Still I want to hold you like this forever and more. It's the last song. They're playing the last song. The orchestra's yawning. They're sleepy, I know. Just when will we leave? But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance, save me the first dance in your dream tonight. Till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams tonight.
And we're back. This is the water cooler. Jake and Alex interviewing Mr. Clef today. How you doing, Mr. Clef?
I'm doing all right. This is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. Well, Mr. Clef, on behalf of everyone at WDOT, Alex and I would like to thank you for taking your time to help develop Shriver's first radio station.
My pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, with that said, was this radio station worth giving up all your off periods?
Well, every teacher loves their prep periods, but you know what? I've been able to get a lot of work done inside the studio, grading papers while I listen to the wonderful broadcasts that have happened during the day. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's something that I always wanted to do, something I always wanted to teach, and so far, so good. It's been my pleasure.
Well, you mentioned the wonderful broadcast that you heard. From the beginning of the radio station till now, have you seen the improvement in the shows?
Definitely. You guys included. A lot of people, when they went on the air, some of them would chew gum, have some, you know, throat lozenges, like Alex Salamina right here. Obviously, there was a lot of stuttering with the equipment. People were trying to get their footing right here, saying, now, next up, you'll have, and you could hear people fuddling with the buttons and stumbling over their words. But now it seems that the technical issues are out of the way, and you guys are starting to broadcast a lot more, with a lot more, I should say, tenacity.
Do you see a little bit of yourself in the high school students that are doing the WDOT?
Only in the handsome ones, of course. No, there's a little bit of myself in the... That's a good question, Alex. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I would say my old show in high school would be a cross between one of the sports shows and the Nelson show. I'd say a little bit of humor, a little bit of sports, and that's probably about what I did. That Unleashed thing's too cool for me. Really hard to say. But otherwise, yeah, I'd say it's a cross between those type of shows.
Now, do you listen to the recorded shows that you broadcast at night?
I do, actually. I go home. Well, sometimes usually I listen to the shows when they go on the air because I want to make sure no one curses and stuff. But I have to say that I've developed trust with most of the people here who've been broadcasting. So I will go home and hear how it sounds over the wavelength. The streaming audio sounds great on the site. It sounds just as good as it would on a radio, if not better. So I'm very happy about that. I think that's definitely the strength of our broadcast, is the fact that we can go home and you guys can listen to your shows and you can say, you know what, I did this one poorly. This was a really good show.
Now we hear everyone talking about future plans for the radio station, but you as the radio advisor can really implement change in the radio station, decide what happens. Now, do you have any future plans to help further enhance this radio station?
Definitely. I mean, we're only going to grow. Right now we have as many shows as my schedule can handle. And when I came into this, I let out a plan over 5 years and say, you know, what could we possibly do? How many shows will we have? And already in the first year, we've eclipsed my expectations. I think that we're going to have eventually, we could have in the way of maybe 30, 40 shows instead of, you know, the dozen of shows that we have now. I'd like to be broadcasting all throughout the day. If we can get, people to be in here supervising to make sure people are broadcasting, we can keep the station lit from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then play some tape stuff at night. So a lot of big plans in the future, sure.
Yeah. And for the class, what is going to be happening in the class?
Next year, students will be offered radio broadcasting 1 and 2. It's going to be the history of radio, broadcasting techniques, the technical end of the radio equipment, how sound works. So it's going to be like a combination of science and history and, of course, broadcasting and communication. So looking forward to teaching that next year.
Yeah, that should be fun. I think everybody in the radio club, for the most part, is enrolled in that class for next year.
That's right, and you should talk into the mic, Jake.
I should.
Yeah, that'll help out. Well, thank you guys for conducting this interview. I want to bring in some more station members, if I could. Mara, why don't you come in here? And who else hasn't been on the air? Where's Stephanie and you guys come in here? Stephanie, you want to come in? Mara, the only jazz show. Welcome
Hi.
To WDOT. Stephanie and Mara, why don't you come here and talk about your shows, because I'm going to go get another interview going. Carissa Jung, who made those wonderful cookies. Mara, why don't you tell us about your show?
Well, Carissa and I play jazz music, and while it may seem foreign to a lot of people who listen, it's actually a lot of fun. Oh, that's a trip on a wire. We play all sorts of jazz music. We were playing everything from Miles Davis to Abdullah Ibrahim, who's a South African artist. Probably never heard of him. It's good stuff.
Yes, I would know, because in the beginning, I thought jazz music was elevator music, but I've learned to like it after Mara.
Chris has learned her lesson. It's good. So that's what we do, and we're on alternating
E-days
weeks, B and E days, 7:30 in the morning.
You wouldn't want to miss us.
We're good.
We're adorable.
And I can vouch for that, yeah. They are very cute.
Stephanie's great too.
Yes, I am. Actually, me and Caitlin Brown, who is here today, we host Noise Feedback, which is like, you know, rock show, not jazz. Not nearly as, you know, awesome. But, you know.
I'd say rock is pretty cool too. I'd say it's all right.
Yeah, but I feel like jazz has more, you know, dignity, more sophistication. You know?
Yeah.
The rock's definitely exciting as well.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right, I think we're going to turn it over to
Jeremy.
That is right. With me here, I have Amy Holland. I'm sorry.
Bass.
Amy Bass. I was getting confused with Miss Hollander. It's a common slip of the tongue. I'm now also tangled in the wires. I am here with Amy Bass, the president of the PWEF, who over the course of the night, we have learned, of course, stands for Port Washington Educational Foundation, the group through
education.
Who...
Education.
Education. There's a second mic. One right for you. You get your own mic here at WDOT. We cut no corners. So now the Port Washington Education Foundation was the group through whom the Slades donated the money for both our radio station and the downstairs performing arts studio.
Correct.
Which I am aware we are a bit over schedule, and we have a dedication for that tonight too. But before you have to go, just tell us, is there anything besides, you know, the facilitation of grants that the PWEF does?
The mission of the PWEF is to fund projects in Port Washington that are over and above the school district budget.
That's our mission, but in fact this year we have actually initiated a project on our own, which was an education support center that we ran one day a week in conjunction with the Port Washington Public Library that provided homework and support help for a group of 40 third grade students. So we fund projects that are suggested to us by people in the school district, by teachers, by the administration, and this year we branched out into a new area of initiating a project and funding it on our own.
That is the very definition of altruism. It is a wonderful thing that you are doing for our schools and our town, and I'd like to thank you personally for the good work you've done, and on behalf, of course, of everyone here at WDOT.
Okay, Jeremy.
So thank you very much for
coming
down.
Okay.
I'd like to shake your
hand. Okay, great.
Thank you very much. That was Amy Bass, president of the PWEF, the Port Washington Education Foundation.
All right, and I would like, we have about a few minutes left. Any station members who haven't seen any airtime during this thing, why don't you come on in if you want to get some airtime during the ceremony. Peter Gabrielli, JB.
Let's get some of your
where's the hyphen on sports? Are they around?
Let's get some of your opinions here on today's ribbon cutting ceremony.
All right, why don't you guys give us a recap of everything today, and then you promote your shows.
As everybody files out here, going down to the other ceremony.
Today was an amazing day. We opened up this radio station to talk to the sponsors and everyone involved with this amazing project.
It truly is amazing. You know, it's been a lot of fun this year. Got my show off started. You're on the show with David Baer. What's that called?
High School Sports Show. And we also talk pro sports.
They get a lot of sports in there. I'm on TBA with Kat and JB. Kat was on the show earlier interviewing the principal.
Yes, we got to hear from the principal as well as the superintendent, as well as, let's see, we had a congressman. We had people from the PWEF. Who else did we have, John?
We had the donors.
Yes, of course, the donors. I gotta forget the donors. And they told us how we got our station name.
WDOT?
Yes. Mr. Slade's wife, Dot Slade.
Yes, and...
And that's where we got the dot from in WDOT.
And you're always on the dot here on WDOT Port Washington.
And let's not forget that we also interviewed Mr. Jeremy Claff.
Of course.
The advisor of this club.
The man that made this all possible in various ways.
And we'd also like to thank Jeremy Frank for hosting this.
An incredible host, always very incredible.
And, of course, we'd like to thank all of the interviewers from this radio station.
And on that note, I think we're going to turn it right back to Jeremy.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up things here at WDOT. He's talking about Jeremy Frank, though, not... Hi.
We are interchangeable.
I did mention both Jeremys.
Hold on. Before we wrap it up for the night, Losi Los and Big Maddie V, everybody has gone downstairs to the chamber concert room, so...
Yeah, because they ain't ready for this, son. They ain't ready for what happened.
There is no longer anybody here for them to embarrass.
I'm the listeners of Unleashed. Be here for you, son.
All right. Just know that everybody who went downstairs will be listening on real audio at portnet.k12.newyork.us. So we're going to do a freestyle now about WDOT. This is... We had the Pavarotti. We had the choir. Those are for the more conservative listeners.
The more conservative listeners.
Now for the for these yo-yo guys who are...
Oh,
I like to point out who have A averages. Why don't you guys go ahead.
You want
to
be smart, homie?
What?
You hating.
Go ahead. Just do your thing.
All right, yo. You never heard me kick it like this.
Yo, Losi Los and DJ Big Man B, man. From
you never heard us kick it like this, yo. It's WDOT. It's the place to be. You know, people be feeling us out here in the streets.
It keeps it hot at 5:30 a.m. on your radio dial. You just hint because we got the craziest style.
Pretty soon you're going to hear us from coast to coast. Not to brag and boast, but we got the shows with the best hosts.
We got everything from classical to jazz, to the music for the gangster in your class.
Ho!
Yeah,
Unleashed.
What?
Big Maddie B.
Ready.
Yo, it's official.
Yeah.
Thank you, Big Maddie B, or should I say Mr. Bronstein? That was the finest rapping since his bar mitzvah.
I'll leave it at that. You've been listening to WDOT. We now leave you with some continuous music. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning for some live broadcasts.
So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady.
night.